Blog Talk Radio.
Let freedom ring, and if America's to be a great
nation. This must become true. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the residential slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and mole hill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of us, children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last.
Vibrations leave an everlasting Something special for you.
my sex machine. Thank you. bird. We need help. We can't do it alone. We can protest, but the only way to end this mess, let me tell you. Just got to have a job. Keep me on the table. Just got to have a job. To keep the family able. Just got to have a job. Get everything you need. Just got to have a job. To buy yourself a squeeze. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, no, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. Just got to have a job. Put shoes on your feet. Just got to have a job. To buy the family needs. Just got to have a job. If you want to stay healthy and able. Just got to have a job. If you want to start that day. You don't work. You can't eat. You don't work. No. You can't eat. You don't work. You can't eat. You don't work. Can't eat. Just got to have a job to put me on the table. Just got to have a job to keep the family able. Just got to have a job to put shoes on your feet. Just got to have a job to find the family me. If you don't work, can't eat. If you don't work, no, no. Can't eat. If you don't work, can't eat. Go ahead on. Just got to have a job. Put me on the table. Just got to have a job. To keep the family able. Just got to have a job. To get everything they need. Just got to have a job. To buy yourself a squeeze. If you don't work, yeah. You can't eat. If you don't work, no, no. You can't eat. If you don't work. You can't eat. If you don't work, yeah. Can't eat. You don't work, work, work. Can't eat. If you don't work, work. Can't eat. You can't work. You can't eat. You can't work, yeah. You can't eat, yeah. You got to have a job. Put me on the table. You got to have a job, yeah. To keep the family able. You got to have a job. You don't work, yeah, you can't eat.
the numbers gone. That marched across my bed. The faces after faces still inside my head. No words of love.
What does it mean?
Why, it's the study of the chemistry between you and me.
Biology, that's B-I-V-E-R-O-G. Your body is hung next to me. You got that sensuality.
I know I love.
Yeah.
everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and eat meat in it. Hallelujah. I'm on my way to church this morning, but I wanted to make a quick video because my spirit was troubled this morning. I just had the news on. It was talking about somebody else and got ate up by a shark. I want you all to be mindful when you're vacationing. You know, you're going to the beach, do that. Go to the beach. Don't go to the ocean, okay? The ocean is the shark's house, okay? I can swim. I can swim. My whole body is a flotation device. My whole body is a flotation device. I don't have to do nothing to float. But I can't swim. Another thing that makes me suspect and makes me, you know, has my Negro membership card in question, because most black people can't swim, but I can swim. But I'm not going to the ocean, because that's the shark's house. Okay? The shark has the right to eat you up when you're in his house. When chickens come in my house, guess what? They get ate. When pigs come in my house, they own the place. So when you go in the shark's house, you're going to get ate up, okay? So I want you to be safe. I want you to be happy. You know, let's use some common sense. If you go into the beach, go to the beach. You watch the ocean from a distance, okay? Please be safe. Safety first. Please, I don't want to hear about nobody from the meat ministry being shark bait. Okay? And stay out the woods, too. Don't go fooling around with the bears, either. The bears will eat you up. That's what they're supposed to do because you're in their house. You know, when animals come in my house, they end up on the plate. They get ate up. So the same thing happens when you go to their house. So stay out of the ocean, okay? That's the shark. You know, can you imagine how excited the shark would be to see me laying up on a plate in his house? Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, no. So if you're going to, I just want you to be safe. Be happy, be fat, whatever meat is on your bones, rejoice in it today. Hallelujah, I love you. There's nothing that you can do about it. God love you, God keep you, and stay out them oceans. Jesus.
I guess once you get up and down that spine, it just stops everything. good evening, and welcome. As we celebrate, as we continue to celebrate Black Music Month here at Soul Tree Radio on the Raw, I'm your host, Michael Losing, I'm DJ Honeycomb. My comrade, DJ Gray, will be here in a hot second, but just wanted to remind you guys, June is Black Music Month, and we always add extra shows so we can cover the full spectrum what the ancestors give us in terms of the muse. Soul Tree Radio on the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athletes Plus Network. Get all the good shit, the who, what, when, where, why, and how right now. And www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out, of course, to the Brother Man Network, wherever they all may be. Playing a little extra music as we do, because this is our favorite time of month musically, as we add to the pantheon of great artists who help our collective culture find balance. My man G is here. Big G, what's going on?
Man, it's crazy day. It could be really crazy all day.
Yeah, it has been a crazy day. Mm-hmm. I don't know how often you watch C-SPAN. I tend to do that from time to time. I guess that's the nerd gene kicking in. But today, something interesting actually happened. On C-SPAN, Congress officially named Juneteenth as an official holiday. So all the brothers and sisters who didn't know that slavery had been until June 19th of 1865, and their ancestors therein, well, that covers that bad boy. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is because I saw the procedure. You know, C-SPAN is interesting because it shows you what's going on inside Congress and shit. And, you know, they made it seem like it was like, oh, yeah, well, you know, we can do this one. We won't offend any Negroes. And it ain't going to cost us nothing. So they were happy to do that one, G. You just seen the look on their faces. It was unanimously passed. Like, of course, you know, Mitch McConnell wouldn't dare, you know, say, fuck June 19th, you know, all that stuff. So it was funny to see how the whole procedure just went. Smooth as silk. You know, they can argue about all the kinds of shit, but something like this, everybody's like, yeah, let's keep those Negroes quiet. Woo! That was the fastest
Michael,
I ever saw something pass.
I said this a couple of months ago. There's a war going on.
Mm-hmm.
People better pay attention. Better pay attention to this war. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mainly big boys at war.
Mm-hmm.
And the football league is at war.
Yes, they are.
The basketball, the NBA is at war. See, there's a war all over the place.
On all fronts. I agree.
We have to pay attention.
Yeah, it's on all fronts. There's no doubt about that. And, again, to see the symbolism. I've seen this before. I saw them apologize to the country for slavery in July 29th, 2008.
Right?
Yep, that's right. Late night. I mean, in the midnight hour. These motherfuckers made it sound like they were doing everybody a big fucking favor. And at the time, if you remember, CNN was running that bullshit on being black in America with the Soledad O'Brien. And those motherfuckers didn't say anything about probably the most important incident to occur in over 150 years. You know, it just went right over their fucking heads, or they didn't want to say it. But the bottom line in all this is that I saw this happening right in front of me, and I'm like, okay, I bet you nobody will talk about this on the bullshit media. And even if they do, it'll be an afterthought, as if, well, we got 30 seconds, and we got to fill that time, and what can we do? Boom, and throw that shit in there. Like they're trying to cram some shit into a blender before they mix it up. But I
digress. Well, Michael, the reason why I do the sports analogy is this.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly baseball, finally, with the Negro League, the Disney's.
I saw
in
that
there,
shit. Yeah.
In their thing after 55, 50 years.
Yep, I saw that crap.
If anybody is paying attention,
mm-hmm.
it rolled right by the White House.
Of course.
Meanwhile, the Omar records.
Mm-hmm.
The average records.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all changes now, see? But who's losing it?
Exactly. Yeah, I know. Well, it's worth talking about tomorrow on Stir Fry, on the Hump Day special. But I was also on Ricky Hampton's show tonight, and he had his guest, Spencer Haywood, who was very engaging. You know, Spencer Haywood was responsible for the hardship rule. Just like Kurt Flood had his place, Haywood had his. And unfortunately, the question was asked, thank you, by Mike Robinson. They did not get a chance to meet. It would have been interesting if both of them, because they were both contemporaries in that era, if they had both met around that. And, of course, the fact that they ignored Spencer changed the whole effect of it all, because then Kurt Flood was also misaffected, or malaffected, I should say, and then the Andy Messerschmidt, Dave McNally shit that was going on in baseball back then went on through. But I say that to go back to my original point about Juneteenth. Again, there's only one song that recognizes Juneteenth, and that's Men Are Getting Scarce by Joe Tex. I will play it tomorrow night, where he talks about the young lady eating barbecue and drinking red soda water on the 19th of June. No, that's good. So, Gene, what you got good for us coming up?
Well, we got a Soulful Father's Day. It's going to be all about Father, but all about the soulful side of Father.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. There you go. Got to give Pop some love. Yes. And shout out some love to my three girls, Nikki, Leah, and Debbie. I want to know that as we continue on to do this, and we got some great stuff coming up this summer with the Able Disabled concert and the Battle of the Girl Groups. This is, and the more it's rolling around in my mind, I give love to the Mystery Man for what we call old school, truly is classic R&B.
Classic, yes.
Classic soul. And yes, classic, good stuff from the jump. Many of y'all know these songs by heart. If you don't know, you know the hook. You're humming them, whistling with them while you work, literally. And it's all ours. It's classic because they knew about it years ago and they know about it now. So I defer to the Mystery Man. I'm saying from now on, no, we are. When we say old school, we mean classic R&B. You roll that on, the little crumb that they gave the ancestors regarding Juneteenth, we'll recognize that. Any last words before I carry on, G?
What I want people to do? I want the people to do the homework. I want to do the homework this week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I want you to do is, I want you, if you watch the TV, write down which companies have black people in their commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael, I don't know if you remember, but when we were kids,
yep,
we saw one or two black persons in commercials.
That's true. That was a while ago. Mm-hmm.
Now, I watched the TV the other day, like, where all these black people come from? See, it's about Do, Re, Mi. They want that money. They don't care what color you are. They want that money.
Yeah, you got that right. Mm-hmm.
No question.
Yes, that's true, brother. So keep that in mind, y'all, while you're watching the TV, smiling faces in black places, I don't know. We'll see what goes on and make that count, because we get the answers if we can count, if we can make it count, and if we count or account for ourselves. We say to the ancestors, thank you, and Ashe. We move on. We're going to chill you out for a little bit and let you contemplate what went on through the course of the day.
I was sitting there minding my business, feeling good, checking things out, sipping on the wine. Then I spied super cool dude across the room digging on me. I tried to pretend like I didn't even see him, but he was so fine. He took my hand and we started dancing. I know he felt me falling for him, 'cause he kept holding me tighter and tighter. Ooh, sure was nice. Girl, my head was all turned around. Oh, I didn't know what I was getting into. And
you're in my Oh,
Yes, indeed. What can I do for you? Putting our information out there for everybody to digest, because you know, once we put it out there, it's up to y'all to digest it or leave it alone. What can you do for me? Keep on listening, y'all. Shout out to my angels, because I know they're looking out for me. I know there's some days where they're like, damn, Mike, what the fuck? Yes, I know. Whether it's somebody cutting the line on my sunroof so that my car would get totally soaked, or mess with my gas line so I would be in danger that way, my angels are still looking out for me, and I appreciate that. This is not fantasy. This is real shit that's happening. And I want to thank everybody who looks out for me, who believes in me, because I believe in you. That love is definitely reciprocal. So tomorrow evening, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Hump Day Special. Y'all come get some good food for thought. I always have a good thought for you. For all of us here at the tree, please go safe, stay safe, be safe. I want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. We'll see you at 9 tomorrow. Good night.